welcome you all to our city council meeting tonight. We're going to start with a special meeting and it's to do with our community development block grant program and opportunities there, and it'll be a public hearing. We'd like to hear from our public about this. I'll start with a roll call. We do have a quorum so far. Start on my left.
Mike Warren.
Lori Nae.
Stella Hill.
Robert Anderson.
All right, thank you. And I've asked Mike Warner, councilman, to give us an invocation.
Our Father in Heaven, we're thankful for this opportunity we have to gather together as council and citizens of this great city we live in. We're deeply grateful for the opportunity we have to live here and for the great valley that we get to enjoy. Please bless us that we may be able to be mindful of the citizens tonight and mindful of the needs that they may want to see happen in our city, and we may make the best decisions that we can for the citizens of this great city. Grateful for this building that we have to meet in and for all other many blessings that we have. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Let's go forward with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have this special, I need to have a motion by one of our council to put us in a public hearing regarding our community development block grant program.
I make a motion that we open the public hearing for the community development block grant program and opportunities.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman Warner. Do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Second by Councilman Anderson. I'll do a roll call. Taylor's here.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Take a note of that in the record. And Warner?
Yes.
Hill?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
It's unanimous. I'll let our city manager, administrator, discuss this with us today.
Mayor, council, and members of the public that are here, the reason for this special meeting tonight is because it's been indicated that the city would like to apply for some community development block grant or CDBG funding. And in order to qualify for that funding, one of the requirements is that we need to have a special meeting separate from other city council action items. And so that's why we have this meeting tonight, and then we have a city council meeting that takes place after this meeting. But the purpose of this is to explain what the CDBG program is and the types of activities that can be, or that funds can be utilized for. And so tonight, I want to share with you that I've been involved with the Six County AOG, the Association of Governments, and the state office that deals with these CDBG funds. They gave me a binder that's 1.5 inches thick of information dealing with this. And part of that packet, the very first part, is an explanation of what the CDBG program is. I pass this out to you as a council. If anybody else in the public would want a copy, I can pass that to you as well. But if I might just read a portion of this, starting at the top. The Utah Small Cities Community Development Block Grant Program is funded and operated under Title I of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974, as amended April 11, 1994, under United States Code 42, Section 5301, including all operating regulations and memorandums pertaining thereto. The purpose of the Community Development Block Grant Program is, this is in quotes, to assist in developing viable communities by providing decent housing, a suitable living environment, and expanding economic opportunities, principally for persons of low and moderate income. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is responsible for monitoring the state of Utah to ensure compliance with CDBG program requirements. Applicants should be aware that if funded, they must comply with various federal regulations, including Davis-Bacon labor standards, civil rights, and Code of Federal Regulations, Title 24, Part 58, which is the HUD Environmental Review Regulations. And with regards to that, there are certain activities that these funds can be used for, and that's another sheet that I passed out to you as a council. It says page 5 on the front, and it says eligible activities. So this is a list of all the different activities that we could apply to the state for use of these CDBG funds. And you'll see that it includes construction activities for things like senior centers, youth centers, homeless facilities, parks, recreation facilities, flood drainage improvements, water and sewer improvements, street improvements, fire stations, it could be asbestos removal, ADA improvements, could be public service activities, such as senior services, youth services, fair housing activities, services for abused and neglected children. It could be housing activities, housing counseling, rehabilitation of single-unit residential homes, of multi-family unit residential home rehabilitation, public housing modernization, rehabilitation of public and privately owned commercial or industrial buildings, lead-based paint hazard testing and abatement. It can be used for economic development activities, such as infrastructure development, acquiring buildings or constructing, rehabbing buildings. It can be used for technical assistance, such as planning efforts, master planning, general plans, transportation corridors, economic development plans, and so forth. It can also be done for general administrative and planning specific activities, public information plans, or regional planning entities and things. So there's a long list of things that we can apply for these funds. And the request from the state and the federal program is that the council hold this meeting tonight and that you seek public input as to what types of programs or activities the public would like to see us apply for if we are applying. And so that really is the opportunity tonight, is for you as a council to hear if anybody has any specific project that they would like you to apply for. As a council, you're not bound to all the suggestions that come out of tonight. You have that prerogative, but we are required to solicit the public input in this effort.
Right, and I think it's important to note that the money that you're able to receive is $250,000. And that $250,000 requires a certain amount of match in order to get the high enough points to compete with the other communities that are out to also receive this money. So that's important to know that it's not $1 million, it's $250,000. So, you know, it's so everybody's aware of what we're looking at here for our community. Would anybody like to come forward and make a comment and make a suggestion for us? Anything you'd like to see happen with our... It's nice to use this money for parks and recreational things because there's not very many grants available for that. So this is one of the ones that we can use in our community for parks and recreation, where there are more funds that are out there for water and sewer and other things. There are more avenues for grants. So it's your time. If anybody would like to speak up, we'd love to hear from you. You're here for other reasons, aren't you? I get that.
They all are.
I basically just have one comment about all these projects and what the city does. They're great improvements. You know, like we talked in planning and zoning, it's a wonderful wish list. And there's so much that we'd like to do for this community. But the one thing that I see is that when we do get something, to take into consideration what the maintenance and upkeep on that project is. Do we have enough to keep the baseball fields going? Do we have you put in the structure that someone follows through to keep the baseball parks going, or the park, or the if they do something with the grounds up behind the cemetery? Is something there to keep that going rather than just throwing the money after something and then it's gone? So that would be my
question. We appreciate that. That's a very good comment. And you know, we all have that big dream, if you build it, they will come. But it soon disappears if it isn't maintained and maintained well. And that's, I think we've all seen that in the past, and those are things that we certainly don't want to have happen. And we need to build into it, as Deborah mentioned, that it remains. And a lot of the things that we try to do, we try to look 50 years into the future to make sure what is built will last at least 50 years. And then with proper maintenance, hopefully much longer than that. And sometimes these are things that the community all has to get into and help us. We look at our main street, and we've got a citizens group that really works hard on our main street and planting flowers and maintaining the flowers and the flower boxes on Main Street. And that's certainly been a big addition to our community, is when the citizens step up and put a little sweat equity into our community, that lasts longer than anything. That, and it pulls the community together and makes it a much better place for all of us to live. And that's important. So appreciate your comment.
Anyone else? Is there a certain time we need to be in our public hearing, Dennis?
There's no other comments. You can close it and prepare for your
dark city council meeting. Get to whatever everybody else is here to see. All right. If, any other comments? If not, would somebody pull us out of our public hearing?
Yeah, I'll make the motion that we close our public hearing for the community development block grant program and opportunities.
All right, we have a motion by Councilwoman Hill. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Water. Taylor?
Yes.
Water?
Yes.
Crane?
Yes.
Hill?
Yes.
And Anderson?
Yes.
Thank you. Village.